Hello, everyone. This is Terry Latham calling in from Dripping Springs, Texas. My wife and I and family had just cut back from a long, let's call it a, they call me Clark Griswold now, but we did a RV trip around the country, which had a lot of fun. And, you know, what we do each and every Monday is what we call a Monday motivational, where you guys get to come here, hear people's successes, failures, but how we learn from both, you know. And tonight is an exciting time for me because I just heard this morning that we broke a new platinum. And these new platinums are extremely exceptional. I've known them for just over a year. They've always led from the front. Of course, in anything we do, guys, we always find struggles. But through those struggles, we learn how to become strong doing this. And these two mother and daughter team have done that in such a fantastic way. And I can't say how pleased I was to hear that they had gone platinum this morning. But this is Teresa and Tara Tucker, Platinum Associates out of Oklahoma. Y'all with us?
Yes, we're here.
Hello.
Thank you. Now, Teresa, I would have said your town, but you guys are so mobile. I said, man, are they from Wapanoaka? Are they from Ada? You know, y'all are always moving. I mean, sorry about that. I forget, what town are you guys from up there?
We're actually from a small town called Stratford in southern Oklahoma. It's about 20 miles from Ada, and we are the peach capital of Oklahoma.
Awesome, guys. Well, thanks for taking the time. If y'all don't mind, so I know we've got a lot of new people joining us, a lot of new people that hear this recording later. Kind of share a little bit about y'all's background and what brought y'all here as we get started.
Yeah, we would love to. This is Tara, by the way. And, first of all, we would like to say thank you, Terry, for inviting us on to speak tonight and to share a little bit of our amazing journey through ASEA. And, I guess it all started, I guess I'll give you my background first. Me and Mom both are nail techs out of Oklahoma, and we have a salon in Ada. But then we also traveled with a company out of Sacramento, working and teaching at all the vocational centers around Oklahoma and North Texas and some of Arkansas. And so we had like 53 schools that we would travel to weekly and just teach the students about sanitation and manicuring and pedicuring and things like that. And so we had done that since 2003. And so we loved our job. We loved the students. We enjoyed it, but we were tired. It was nothing for us to travel 200 miles a day. So we were ready for something different in our lives. And I would say about 5 years ago, we really sat down and said, you know, we would like to come across something in our lives that would be beneficial and we could help people, but we could do something different and take a break from the road. And we just decided to pray about it. And lo and behold, in October of 2016, we were introduced to this amazing product through Leland Duck. And so it has been an amazing ride since then. It really has.
Yes. I'm Mother Teresa, of course. We do now.
I love it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people get us mixed up. They're like, which one am I talking to? So anyway, to make a long story short, we met Leland about 3 or 4 years ago. And he came to us about 2 years ago and said, you know, I want to talk to you all about this amazing product. And me and my daughter were like, oh, you know, like anybody else, we're like, we don't want to listen to anything else. We've heard lots of things. We have lots of people that come to us all the time wanting us to do this, wanting us to do that. And actually, Leland had contacted us that day and said, listen, I'm going to be coming through Ada, and Jerry White's going to be with me, and I would love to bring Jerry by y'all's salon and let y'all meet him. And my daughter looked at me and said, Mom, I just don't really care to do that tonight. I'm tired. And I said, well, you know, we have to. I promised Leland we would, and wow, they came to our shop, and I mean, within an hour and a half, we both had tears in our eyes, and my daughter looked at me and said, Mom, this, our prayers have been answered. This is exactly what I think we've been looking for. And I looked at her and I said, you know what, I think you're right. So we jumped on jumped in with both feet like we do anything else. And it has been the most amazing journey. Can't tell you how blessed we are to have this in our lives, these amazing molecules. And when I say amazing molecules, they are amazing molecules. And we've been very humbled every day.
So let's talk about that, guys. You know, when we talk about, you know, a lot of times when we're people join us, see it. I mean, and, you know, to paint a picture for people, great health and science breakthrough of our life, all this kind of stuff. And my thing is always, what if? And then when people come, a lot of times they have the lottery mentality aspect. And then guys, and let me say this as I ask this question for everybody out there, that's normal. Guys, it's normal. And the true product is the person in the mirror we like to teach. So as you guys started this, I mean, what was y'all's first things y'all started to do as your A&M1 sponsor, Leland, got you started? What was one of y'all's first things that y'all did as you got started?
You know, as we first got started, the first thing we did was Leland told us, he said, sit down and make a list. You know, start thinking of people in your community, in your area, people you know, your clients that you can help with this product or are looking for something like you were in your life. And that's the first thing we did is we started thinking about either people who were struggling with their health or wealth. And that's not hard to do. I think everybody can say that in something in their life they're struggling, either their health or their wealth. And so we jumped in and started making a list. And, you know, we have a great leader in Leland and all of you, really. You've all stepped up. You've all been there. You've helped us with calls and things like that. But, you know, he immediately said, you know, what can we do? You know, can we do three ways? Can we do Zooms? Can we do meetings in your area? And, you know, and he always says, you don't have to know it all up front, just get started. And so that's what we did. We got started and we started attending things that were close to us. I know he was having meetings in a town called Wapanucka here in Oklahoma, another group. And, you know, you would come and speak too at some of those. And we would come and we would bring people, but we would also come and learn, you know, learn and hear the testimonies. And I think the most important thing that people can do is get a testimony, either in yourself or a family member or a friend, you know, see what this product can do. Get it on somebody, let them feel it, because it builds your belief in this product. And so that's what we did. We were getting it on our clients, getting it on our friends, our family, you know, building a list and just making it happen, you know.
And I think that's very true, Tara. You know, it's like Leland always said, get your own story. And that's exactly what we did. We would carry tubes of gel with us everywhere we would go. It didn't matter if we were working. It didn't matter where we were at, if we were at school, teaching, or whatever. We would always, you know, introduce the product to anybody wherever we were at. And it's like Leland always said, proof is in the pudding. And, or pudding, I guess I should say. you know, and it's true. And once you start getting your own testimonies and seeing your own real stories with people, then that just,
yeah, lights the fire. Lives changed in your own community, you know. It just really changes things, you know. And one thing that Leland said to us in the beginning, he knew, you know, we had known Leland before ASEA, and he looked at us and said, so he knew our story, and he knew that we were wanting something different in our lives, and we were looking more than just, you know, health. We were looking for wealth also, He said, you know, let's make a commitment, and if you will give me, you know, 2 years of your life dedicated, you know, doing what I ask you to do and moving forward and, you know, using the tools and following the steps, then you can have a life that you've never dreamed of. And so that's what we did. We committed, and I can honestly say, you know, 16, 17 months later, our lives are completely different for the better. It's been just an unreal journey.
Yes, it has. It's nice, you know, being a single parent, and I know a lot of people out there have dealt with this, and it's not easy. But I can truthfully say for the first time in my life, I don't work mornings anymore, and that's pretty dang nice. I get to do what I want to do. I'll work afternoons, but my mornings are for me, and I could have never have done that, Terry, if I hadn't have had this residual income. You know, and I don't know if a lot of people know what residual income. I didn't, you know, being a single parent and being self-employed. If I didn't work, I didn't get paid. But I'll tell you what, this residual income is pretty nice.
So that's awesome. Let's talk about leveraging tools, you know, because you girls are busy. I mean, when I said y'all are not in one place too long, I mean, y'all traveling, I mean, I wasn't trying to make fun of it. I mean, y'all are always on the move. I mean, I'm there thinking, where y'all were, right? So kind of talk about, you know, with a busy schedule, leveraging from your, you know, the nooks and crannies that we so say. Mm-hmm. I mean, how important were you leveraging the tools?
The tools are very important. You know, they're not only there to help make things easier, they're also there to motivate me daily. I couldn't make it without the charge-up call every morning. I couldn't make it without these Monday night calls. It reminds me why I'm doing this. It reminds me that I'm not the only one doing this and that I'm not the only one hearing no or maybe later or I'm not interested at this time. You know, there's lots of people hearing that, but there's lots of people continuing to do it every day. You know, and that's what we've really been working on here lately is making sure that all of our team really understands the tools, you know, and making sure they know how to use them, whether it's Genie or AmazingMoleculesTraining.com or, you know, there's just so many out there to be using, and they're out there to help us and to make it easier. And like with us, our schedule is tight. You know, we're very busy, but it makes it so easy to be able to get on Genie or like Amazing Molecules Training and be able to just get right on, be able to have the videos there, the paperwork, the, you know, everything that you need is right there and ready to go. And so we really tried to make sure that our team understands that, you know, this can be hard if you want it to be, but it can also be so simple.
Yeah, you know, I have to say, make your list, and this has touched my heart. Make a list, and when you get that list, you're going to start building a team. And I cannot say enough about our team. Our team is the greatest in the world. I would say they are our family. You know, I think that probably the first person we met when we was in Wapanucka, and that's when Tara and I first got into it, and we were down in a little restaurant, and we met a gentleman, Weldon Cravey. And Weldon has been the best. He stepped up, and he first started growing our team, and it just grew from there. And every week we'd pick up another, and every week we'd pick up another. And we have the most amazing team.
I can truly say it's like God has placed the people on our team that we fit perfectly.
Yes.
And it's been unreal. You know, and like you say, we're expanding, and you know, we've got a wonderful team in Ada, and we've got a wonderful team in Sulphur and Kingston and Oklahoma City, and you know, we're in Tulsa and
Lubbock, you know, Amarillo.
Exactly.
Plainview. They're all out there, and we all they're a part of us. We're all one big family. And you know, I think what's really touched me the most is just going to the regional meetings in Frisco and to convention last year. I'm telling you, just to go and to meet people that you don't even know from all around the world that will walk up to you that you've never met before, and they put their arms around you and say, "We're so proud of you." You know, Are we still there? Hello?
I can hear you. I don't know if anyone else can or not.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're still here. We're still here. We don't know what happened, but I guess we'll go ahead and continue to talk.
Yeah, maybe Terry got cut off. The rest of us are still here.
Okay. Okay.
Sorry. Well, sorry. I'm back. Go ahead.
Okay.
Hi, Terry.
Like I was saying, I don't know what caught and who didn't, but I just have to say, going to the regional meetings in Frisco and going to convention last year in Salt Lake City, to have people to walk up to you all over the world that you don't even know and then put their arms around you and say, you know, congratulations, we're so proud of you, that's very humbling. You don't see that in other companies, and that was very humbling for me to see that and to feel that. What do you think, Chair?
Yeah, I agree. You know, and what we're learning, you know, every day, and what we've really started to learn is everybody on our team has a strength and a weakness, and we're learning that as a team, you know, let's work on our strengths and let's step up and help each other in our weaknesses. And you know, someone may be great at inviting, you know, but they may be weaker at the follow up and you know, introducing the tools and things like that. And so, you know, people that are better at helping with the tools and things are stepping up and helping those people, you know, make sure that the people that they put in are getting the tools and getting what they need. You know, so it's just a team effort. It really is, you know, all the way around.
Yeah, we couldn't have done this without our team, and I think you know that as well, Terry. It takes teamwork to do this business.
Let me ask you, girls, what has been y'all's greatest struggle? I mean, because let me say this. Everybody listening in, if this is your first time listening in, at the platinum level in this business, you're breaking a six-figure income. Those are people at the platinum level that hit on a weekly basis, you're cracking in to the your income plus mark. Not a bad gig, especially being part-time. And so when I ask your greatest struggle, I think a lot of times people always think you're running through the daisies, right? It was kind of smelling roses. It's all this kind of stuff. And we always try to teach people, like I said, the greatest product is a person in the mirror. What has been y'all's greatest struggle, and how have y'all overcome it?
I would say our greatest struggle is, I think with our other businesses, we were always so well-liked, and we were well-known in our field. And, you know, we were well-known with our salon in Ada, and then we were well-known traveling into the schools. You know, even the owner of the company that we worked for, he has said numerous times, he says, I have a binder in my office of letters that I received from the schools just talking about you two girls and, you know, how wonderful y'all are and how hard y'all work and how the students love you. And so I think getting into this just, knowing that not everybody's going to like you, not everybody's going to say yes, not everybody's, you know, it's all about timing. And it's been hard. Hearing no has been hard. And, you know, it's been a real adjustment, you know, and you think, you know, oh, what did I do? What did I do wrong? Do they not like me personally? You know, and it's just, it's a whole different mindset. And so I'm not, you know, we're here to say every day is not a dream, get up in a sunny world type of day with this. It's hard. It's hard work. And I think everybody that does this knows it is. It's every day, and it's a struggle. But then you have those really great days, you know, and you get phone calls from people that say, you know, my life has changed and I was able to spend the weekend with my kids this weekend, which I didn't think I was going to get to do, things like that. And so it really weighs itself out, and you just have to keep pushing forward, you know. And I'm not saying it gets easier, but you do learn to take it in stride. You realize that it's nothing you did, that sometimes it's timing, sometimes it's just a no. Sometimes they're just happy with their life the way it is, you know, that's okay. You know, and so it's been a learning experience, and the climb has not been easy. And have we went as fast as we wanted to? No. And have we done things exactly how we thought we would? I think everybody that gets into this, the first thing they say is, oh, I'm going to blow this out. I'm going to be diamond by next week, you know. And when it doesn't happen, you're kind of disappointed in yourself. But you have to remember that you're human and you're real. And I think if you, you know, lead with your heart and you know, just be real with people, then you're always going to win. You know, and don't lose the faith in yourself or your team. And I think that's, again, where your team steps up, you know, and you remember what you're doing this for, and you remember all the people that have said yes and have came along and are having great results and are changing lives themselves. So I know that was the struggle for me. I don't know, Mom, you may have a different struggle than I do.
yeah, I do. It's like Tara said, I've always been on top, you know, and everybody has always loved me and just a go-getter. And, you know, my clients, you know, they love me and they still say, oh, we're so proud of you girls that you're doing this now, but we don't want you going any further than that because we don't want y'all quitting this and moving on to something else. Now, that's been real hard for me, you know, and I think a lot of people are sometimes that way. They know that we're going full force with this, and it's like they tell us, we love y'all and we're glad you're doing that, but don't quit this. Still stay with us. But, you know, you do have to move on. And hearing the word no for me, pretty tough. I've never heard the word no very much in my life, and it's been a real struggle for me,
well,
but it's been a great learning experience.
Yeah, and I think it's easy for us to think, oh, I'm just an LTech, or, you know, oh, I'm just a mechanic, or, oh, I'm just this, you know, and you know, I don't have the medical background, or I'm not a scientist, or I'm not this. But, you know, you really have to remember that more than anything, people just want to hear you. They just want you to speak to them honestly. They want you to listen. You know, I think the most important thing we've learned is just shut up and listen, you know. People pretty much will tell you what's going on. And, you know, I think that's what people want more than anything is to know that somebody cares.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I want to have to put a quote on Facebook. You know, Tara Tucker, shut up and listen.
Shut up and listen. That's the truth.
Hey, but you know what, guys? Everybody, the answer is really true. This business is truly simple. We overcomplicate it. And you could do a whole hour or half a day training just on say less to more people, but shut up and listen. I mean, it truly does hit it. Now, and we have, you know, a good, 7 minutes left. I got two questions for both of y'all. The importance as you start of, you know, our why changes while we do this, but the importance of always keeping your why in front of you, the reason why you're doing this or your dream, however people want to phrase this, How has that been for you guys, keeping you focused? Understand the reason why you're doing this.
Yeah, it's been very important. And I will say, you know, when I first got started in this, I didn't think it was that important. And then I would say last summer, summer, of course, people are busy. And, you know, that's really kind of when we kind of hit a standstill. And Weldon Cravey, actually, you know, brought me a piece of paper that was some questions asking me why I wanted this and why I was doing this. And I sat down one night and filled that out. And it's amazing how that changed things for me. To really sit down and visualize why you're doing this, why you get up every day and why you go through the nose. And, you know, it's been, my why has been revised so many times over the last year. And it's very important. I say take the time and really dig deep and find out, you know, why you want this, because when you hit those bad days, dig it out and look at it because you're going to need it.
Yeah, and
love it.
I will have to say my daughter had to sit down with me and she said, Mom, you really need to sit down and write out why you want to do this. I've never had to do that. I didn't know what she meant
by that.
She's
not a book reader.
I'm not a book reader. Everything comes real easy with me. And for me to sit down and to write why I wanted to do this, it took some time to do it. And I can truly say once I did, I found some things out about me that I probably needed to find out about me. I just dug deep down into my soul for once in my life and realized why I was really doing this. And it's amazing what you will find out about yourself when you sit down and answer those questions.
Well, and how you change
over
the year, you know, and how your why evolves and becomes more and bigger or completely different over time. So I think it's a necessity for people to really, I think if you really want this and you really want to grow a business, to get through the struggle, you need to have a deep-seated why.
You do have to have a deep-seated why. And it's not an every 2 or 3 day thing. Tara and I have found that every day you get up and you do this every day. And it's like she looked at me every day and she said, I'm not a computer person, never have been. And she said, Mom, you're going to get on, you're going to learn how to do this computer, and you're going to get on your back office every day, and you're going to get this, and this. What a difference it has made. And I feel so good now to know how to get on my computer and pull up my virtual office and to look at my dashboard, and I know, hey, what's a D300? I know what one is now. I mean, these are things that people need to know, and what a difference it has changed. And if you do it every day, it becomes as natural as breathing, you know, and it's an everyday thing you have to do. And if you don't do this every day, I want to tell you right now, you're not going to win. It's an everyday thing you have to do. You have to work this business every day. Put your head down and work.
So y'all listened to these a lot for the past year, year and a half. And by the way, for what y'all have accomplished in a year and a half, there are people that would kill for that. And I applaud you for all your work and what y'all have been able to accomplish. And you know, guys, and there's you know, thousands of people doing the exact same thing. And y'all, which y'all said, you go to events and people come to you because we never know the people we touch, either through your own organization, even Crossline. That being said, you know, we hear a lot about this, and I think it's bigger than we can kind of wrap our arms around. We can overcomplicate it, or we can keep it simple. And y'all have hit a lot of key points tonight. When we start to look at ASEA as a whole, with what we have our hands on, in closing, where do y'all see this going?
Honestly, I don't think that we can even
imagine
where it's going to go. I know just working in the beauty industry, the beauty industry is huge. It is so big, and it is so, it's unreal. You know, I have a friend, and she has a daughter that's 7 years old, and she was telling me the other day, she said, my 7-year-old daughter for her birthday wants her girlfriends to come over, and they want to, you know, have a makeup party and watch makeup tutorials on YouTube. And she was like, you know, it's just the world has changed so much. It's so a part of everything that we do. And, you know, going into these new countries and, you know, and you're thinking about China and Japan, and these are some of the biggest beauty industries in the world, you know. And it's just, I don't even think we've touched on anything yet. I think we're just on the cusp of something that we can't even imagine. I know the company is going to continue to grow, and it's going to continue to bring forth products that are worthy of the ASEA name, and I have no doubt that whatever direction we go in with this, that it's going to be of the utmost of professionalism and quality product, and we are led by a great team of leaders that not only love this company and love this product, but they love the people. And I think it's just exciting. We're so excited. We can't wait for September, you know, for the new products to come out, and we're just kind of biting our nails waiting on that one. So, yeah, I'm just excited.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited as well. I must say, too, last year going to convention, that was my first to go to something like that in that type of business. But to get to meet Virtus, wow. To stand there and to see a man that has such a heart. And I was bawling. I was absolutely bawling when I met him. And for a man to be as big as he is and him to look at me and say, girls, tell me how I have changed y'all's lives, that says something. And him and Tyler and, I mean, I don't even really know him, but, man, wow. It's just amazing to be in with a company that that you feel so loved, and what an honor, you know. And I think it's like, Tara, I can't imagine where this is going to go. I know y'all keep saying we're going to hit momentum. I think that's wonderful, and I'm excited. And I guess all I can tell you tonight, Tara, is I can't think of anything right now but going platinum. So I'm just still seeing platinum today, so there you go.
That's all. Hey, girls, this was an absolutely fantastic call. I mean, guys, as y'all are listening in, you listen to a mother-daughter team, no network marketing experience, busier than a one-armed paper hanger, trying to make, you're just making ends meet, didn't have time to even look up or come up for a breath of air. We're able to come into a company like ASEA, leverage the technology and product, and change the lives of thousands of people, and in turn change their life for themselves. And as we always want to have people understand, embrace the struggle, because through the struggle you become strong. And the only reason I say that is because we truly overcomplicate this stuff ourselves. We overthink it. We oversell it. If it is what it is, it is what it is. Guys, and also, as you heard from the girls tonight, make sure you have your tickets to convention. We have an event up in Dallas, Texas, July 14th. You make sure you have registered for that. And if you haven't registered for that and we're sold out and you come want to get in, I apologize, but there's only limited seating. So make sure you have your tickets. You should have the information for the event July 14th. You will be hearing from the TNT team. They'll be definitely sharing in several diamonds, other platinums and golds and silvers. We'll be sharing up there. And then make sure, like I said, once again, you have your tickets towards convention. If you are a new associate, and within the past 90 days, you have the least expensive ticket out there. When I say it's $179 for your ticket, make sure you register for a convention in Dallas, Texas. Guys, there's some big stuff coming. But once again, TNT, you definitely resemble the nickname that everybody's kind of bestowed upon you guys. Y'all are truly, in all joking aside, y'all are truly amazing. And I appreciate you guys as a partnership. But a fantastic job tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.